Before, a King of Prussia organization is hosting honeybee hives in its commercial spaces to engage employees and benefit the environment. WHYY's Emily Neal has more on what all the buzz is about.
And we'll get a little fire going in here.
Beneath a scorching sun, Tanner Alcorn pumps smoke into the honeybee hive. The fumes distract the more than 50,000 insects buzzing inside, allowing Alcorn to take a look.
While that has a chance to kind of permeate through the hive, this is when I like to put my hood and my gloves on.
Alcorn slowly lifts the lid and displays a frame of bees, with visible honeycombs and the eggs, pupa, and larva, which will eventually hatch into the next generation of bees, ready to go to work almost immediately.
Things that I'm looking for in an inspection, I want to see the population, the resources, and the brood. And however long that took, I feel like we've seen it all. So we know that this is a good-looking hive.
Instead of rolling hills and rushing streams, the beehive at Renaissance Park in King of Prussia District sits on a grassy median strip in a parking lot. It's a short walk from the office spaces where more than 7,000 employees go to work each week. Chris Bosler, Director of Projects and Planning for King of Prussia District, says they launched the beekeeping program in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We were interested, as we always are with our programs, adding amenities and unusual experiences in the business park so that not only the residents but also the employees are able to come out and enjoy them on a regular basis and have something that brings them out beyond their offices.
The organization is not alone in turning to bees to make workplaces more attractive. Kristen Rydberg is territory lead at Montreal-based Alveol, the company that installs these hives. She says business has grown in recent years as commercial spaces throughout North America and beyond have signed on to the trend.
We realize we can't have green cities and healthy, thriving ecosystems without pollinators. It all really started with the root of bringing nature back into the urban environment and being able to support greener cities. It's evolved a lot, and COVID was, I think, a big part of the evolution, the push of return to office and people working remote, and how can we make our workplaces healthier, happier, more attractive to top talent.
A 2017 report from the Center for Biological Diversity found that more than half of the 4,000 bee species native to North America and Hawaii are in decline. Rydberg says honeybees alone are responsible for about 70% of the food we eat.
So if you like coffee, if you like chocolate, that's 100% because of a honeybee. We won't have most of our fruits without honeybees. We basically will be able to live off of wheat and potatoes if we didn't have honeybees. So we'd carve out for about 4 years and then die as a human society.
Rydberg says she used to be afraid of bees. But part of what Alveol seeks to do through workshops with King of Prussia District and other clients is to mend people's relationships with the insects.
So to see this female-dominant superorganism that's working perfectly together, perfect architects, it's really just, it's so addictive to watch, to be a part of. It's healing. They say that beekeepers have the longest lifespan because of the vibrations, because of the cleansing of smelling the hive. And so that has to impact the people that we're impacting too with this kind of jobs, bringing that healing energy into the workplace.
For those curious to learn more, Alveol and the district are hosting workshops and visits at the hives through the fall. Emily Neal, WHYY News.